Hey guys, how are you? I'm Natalia Schneidmiller. I help women eliminate all fighting in their relationships, especially with their son. But I think if it's showing up with your son and you clicked on this podcast, that I bet it's showing up in other places in your life, in other relationships in your life. And this is what I do. I help women eliminate all the fighting in their relationships by helping them and teaching them to manage their mind so that then they can handle all of life, all of everything that comes in life, and not let it spill over into their relationships as fights. So that's what I do. So welcome. I wanted to read you a super short review from one of my clients. And this is what she said. Dear Natalia, thank you so much for being able to enjoy my life. And this is from a mom of two kids, little kids. You are so welcome. I am so excited for this short, sweet little review because sometimes it's as simple as this, that we actually get to enjoy our life again after we get coached, because sometimes we can be in such a state that we are not enjoying anything, especially when we have little kids. So if you are stuck in this place, you can be like this mom as well. You can find joy in your life again, and I can help you do that. So come get coached. Coaching is the answer, and I have proven it 100 times on myself and my clients. And if you have any doubts, please, I invite you to try it out. There's no pressure, there's nothing to lose. You just have to be willing to try it. All right, I'm so excited for this topic today because I believe it's the foundation of everything that we do in relationships, this belief. And I want to offer it to you. And I have kind of a little story about a client, kind of to support this foundation. So, let me start with a story. So I had, coached a client on, dating. This client wanted to reach out to an ex-boyfriend and see if they're interested in dating again. We talked about the upsides and the downsides of doing that. And through the coaching, she also brought up the fact that she has already reached out to the ex-boyfriend previously in the past after they have broken up. And he has already, you know, expressed that he's not interested. So in this moment, you know, the client knew, she says, you know, I know he's not interested. But she goes, but I don't have anyone else to even think about right now to date. But, you know, I'm kind of want to reach out. I want the connection. And as we talked about what she wanted, it became more and more clear that this was not about the ex-boyfriend. This was more about the desire to have that connection in her life and to have someone in her life that she can be interested in, that she can enjoy being with, to share her life with. And so I kind of pointed it out to her that this is a lot bigger than this situation between her and her ex-boyfriend. There's a big desire in her for something in her life, and that is to be in some sort of a relationship where she can enjoy someone else. So this brings me to the point of, what are relationships for? What is the purpose of a relationship, any relationship? And I want to suggest you guys to consider that the relationships are not there so that the other person can make us happy. And so the relationship is not there so we can make the other person happy, because it is not our job. And guess what? It's not the other person's job to make us happy. The relationship is there, I believe, this is my opinion, this is what I believe, and you're welcome to borrow it. I believe that the relationships are there for us for two reasons. Reason number one is, I believe that the relationships are great opportunities for us to learn about what it is that we need, what it is that we want, and what is the best way for us to take care of ourselves. Because we start out because the way we're raised, we start out expecting the other person to make us happy. Then that doesn't work because the other person doesn't know how to make us happy and they actually can't do that for us. They have no power at all over our thoughts and our feelings. And so because of that disappointment that the other person can't make us happy, then we are left with our own life and we are forced to figure out, okay, how do I make myself happy without anyone else? And this is what I believe the relationships are for. They basically bring up all the stuff that we need to work through in order to make ourselves happy. And that happens in a container of a relationship. Any relationship with your son, like if you have a lot of expectations with your son and he's not meeting them, okay, now what? You can't control the other person. How do you then make yourself happy even though your son's not complying? The same thing with your partner. How, if your partner does what he wants to do, what do you do to make yourself happy? Right? Because you can't control him. And so this is what the number one purpose, I believe, is in our in relationships, is to grow based on everything that we learn in that relationship. And number two, it kind of is related to number one, everything that we learn from this relationship on how to make ourselves happy is actually going to help us love ourselves and love the other person better. So that's the point number two. The purpose of a relationship is so you get to love somebody, right? So just like my client who had that desire to connect and have a relationship, she actually was so ready to like someone. She found someone to like that she already knew. She wanted an object to place her affection on, right? Object of my affection. It can be anyone. It could be a dog, right? That's why a lot of people who, let's say they live alone, older people, let's say their partner died, they might get a pet because it gives them somebody to love every day in their life, right? And it's not correct when they say, oh, this dog brings me so like love, I feel their love so much. No, you feel your love for that dog. And that's why you love having the dog, because you experience love towards the dog. And so this is exactly it with the client, with the dog, with all of us. Number one, we get to grow and learn in the relationship. We get to learn how we love ourselves, how to take care of ourselves. Number two, we actually get to love someone. We get to take care of somebody if we have them there, right? And that's what I believe the relationships are for. And so if that comes up in the topic of a marriage, what is a marriage for? And the traditional thinking is that you're supposed to make each other happy. Well, that is not the best way to approach it, I believe, because when we expect the other person to make us happy, we are set up for failure. They can't make us happy. The only way that we can feel happiness is that if we think thoughts that create happiness. And the other person cannot control what we think. So that doesn't work. The other person is not responsible for your feelings. The same thing that happens when someone's unhappy in a marriage and they believe, oh, the other person's supposed to make me happy, and they're unhappy. So then they think, okay, I need to get divorced and I need to find another person who can make me happier. And so they go through the same cycle again, expecting the other person to make them happy. And then that doesn't work again, right? So then they're still left with the same lesson. Okay, if they can't make me happy, then, well, I might as well figure out how to make myself happy. That's the lesson. And so this then, figuring out how to make yourself happy, is the exact same skill that will help you love them better. Right? Because if you can't love yourself, then you won't be able to love them. This is what I believe. So the more, it's kind of like your love, that your ability to love is on the same level for yourself and for them. The higher you bring up your level to love yourself, then the higher the level will go up for you to love them. Does that make sense? It's like this your muscle. You have a love muscle, and it sounds dirty. The muscle works the same way for any object, right? For any person. So if you love yourself one way, then you can love them the same way. Okay, I'm repeating myself, but I hope you get the point that this is the same skill of loving anyone. It could be you or anyone else. It's the same skill for you. So first you have to learn to do that for yourself, and then it will be like a natural extension for the other people. It will just naturally happen. It'll be so easy, because then when you're at peace with yourself, when you've accepted all of your own flaws, when you've accepted all of the imperfect human things that you do, then you're like, well, I know all the shitty stuff that I do. Then I totally understand all of your shitty stuff, right? Like, I understand. Life is like tough. We're human. We make mistakes, right? You're like so less judgmental of the other person because you've owned up all of your shit. And you're like, yeah, I have made peace with all of my 50-50, 50 being negative stuff, 50 being positive. Then it's so much easier with the other person. So that's why I'm talking generalities, whether it could be with anyone, right? Your partner, your son, your daughter, your mom, anyone. All of these relationships are there for you to learn how to love better, to learn and to love. So I gave you a story. Now I told you my message. So I hope that you take this foundation and see your relationships through that lens. And then everything falls into place. And then see, the goal here is not to eliminate all the fighting, but the goal is actually to, yes, we would like to eliminate the fighting, but if we take the fights and learn through them, then they will automatically decrease. They will just start diminishing exponentially to a point where you have 1% of fights left. And then from that 1%, like whenever that happens randomly, because that still happens to me, right? Then though I look at those moments simply as learning moments. Simply, I'm like, I'm calm. I don't make it mean anything about our relationship. I don't dramatize it. I simply am ready for the next lesson. Right? I'm like, oh, I got triggered by something that he said. Okay, well, I wonder what's going on here. Why did I get triggered? Do I not believe in myself here? Do I do the same thing? Right? See how it just becomes exploratory and not a big deal, because now you've done it 1,000 times, and now you're not engaging in a fight. You feel like the fight brewing in you, but you don't engage in it, you don't react to it, and you simply go away and do your work in finding out what's going on for you. And then, you know, you can talk to that person, you can explain yourself, but it's just done in such a more loving, calm way that actually those 1% fights actually bring you together. They bring you closer to that person. They bring you closer to yourself. And so it doesn't even feel like a fight. Do you know what I mean? It feels like something that makes your relationship stronger. So that's where I want to get you to, is where you have eliminated 99% of your fights and have only that 1% that's left there that keeps pushing you forward to make you be able to love better. Okay, guys, if you need any help with this, I definitely can help you, because this is a big kind of shift in the belief system that I've just offered for you. You kind of have to move away from believing that the other person is there to make you happy and take that responsibility back to yourself. And so if you need any help figuring out exactly how to apply it to your relationship with your son or your husband or anyone else, I'm here for you. You can simply sign up for a free mini session. You can go to my website, www.coachingnatalia.com. Sign up for a session, or if you don't see any open times, you can always email me at coachingnatalia.com, and we'll find time for you. All right, guys, I love you so much. Have a great week and love yourself better. Okay, bye.